It's the Rob Legend Show on blogtalkradio.com. Log on or call in at 773-897-3989 to speak on the hottest topic.
It's going down, baby!
So log on, tune in, and turn up. Let's go! The Rob Legend Show is on your radio.
That's right, y'all. The Rob Legend Show is on your radio on a Wednesday night, 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. We're going to do it live. It's exciting, as usual, guys, to get back to you guys because, you know, a whole week has gone by and a whole lot of crazy things are happening in our world today. Last time on the Rob Legend Show, we had a variety of subjects and topics we talked about. I had my girl to join us again, the lovely Miss Kai Jones. But everybody's getting ready for the whole new year. Everybody want to say goodbye to 2014. I'm pretty sure that we all can identify some things that was all good and positive in 2014. A lot of good things happening on our behalf. A lot of folks are talking about they're so glad to get rid of 2014. Hey, I think 2014 is going to be just like 2015. It's all about what you do with the time that you have before you. If you waste your time, then your time is going to be wasted. If you use your time to do things that are going to be beneficial to yourself and to those people that love and care about you, then every day is a great day. So with that being said, how y'all doing tonight? Oh, man, I'm feeling good. Again, I'm your host, Rob Legend. To y'all folks that love me and to y'all folks that really love me, it's Rob Legend. Oh, man, I'm clowning. But anyway, back on the air, we've got a number of things we want to talk about tonight. Like I said, last week we had an opportunity to go through a variety of topics. You guys really tuned in, and we had some fun with it. We had some very informative things to come out of the radio show. And we had some people to call in to have some really good input and ask some really good questions and everything, and hopefully we was able to walk away with some kind of a better understanding or some kind of solution to the issues that we all are facing in our community every day. For those of you guys that are new to the Rob Legend Show, let me tell you what we're all about. We're all about talking about those things and discussing those things, even go so far as to have some pretty spirited or even sometimes heated debates about those things and issues that are prominent in our community that are affecting us, and that at the end of that discussion, hopefully we're able to put forth some real-life solutions that each and every one of us being affected by those particular things can implement those things in our lives and be better for it. Okay? Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a brief little break and we'll come right back. We're going to jump right into what it is we're going to talk about tonight.
Like I said, we got a lot of time. Okay? And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down. I can give a lesson to physics. Right. If you want a bad boat like this, huh? Drop it low and pick it up just like this. Yeah. Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist. On my wrist. Taking all the liquor straight, never chase it. Never stop like we bring an 88 back. What? Bring the hood straight with a bass back. Champagne feeling, you can taste that.
Oh,
son, how you love it. Got the whole world asking how I does that. Hot girl, hands off, don't touch that. Look at it, I bet you wishing you could clutch that. That's just the way you like it, huh? You're so good, you just wishing he could buy that, huh? Never turn down nothing, explain it. Go show me on the light.
Hey, who's doing the show?
This is Miss Tucker.
Hey, Miss Tucker, how you doing? Welcome to the Rob Legend Show. Good to have you on the show tonight. I'm going to open up all the lines so everybody be able to have a roundtable conversation about the topics we're going to bring to the table tonight. And as usual on the Rob Legend Show, we don't want to just talk about the issues. We also want to be able to bring some real-life solutions or offer some suggestions to our audience so that everybody can get a little piece of information to take away from the discussion that's being held tonight. Like I said, just this week we've been having some very spirited conversations on Facebook especially about the love game, the kind of things that men are going through, women are going through in relationships, the expectations that we have of each other, and whether or not we're actually getting from our potential mate or the mate that we're involved with the things that we really need. Okay, so first question for tonight that we're going to talk about, and I'm pretty sure your ladies out there and everything, y'all got all the answers on this one, so I'm going to take it slow. I'm going to ask the question real slow. How do you get a good man? Okay, how do you get a good man? Lines are wide open if you have some input on that particular question. Just let me know and we can start talking about it right now. How do you get a good man?
First of all, show me a good man.
I'm sorry?
First of all, show me a good man. You asked me a question, how can you get a good man? You got to show me a good man first.
A good man. So what are you basically saying, that a good man is a relative term?
Yeah, because there's no such thing as a good man.
There's no such thing as a good man. Okay. Okay, because I'm pretty sure that I've seen the term used quite a bit around the internet or around Facebook and other places. Have heard people have the conversation about, well, she has a really good man, and some women come verify and say, hey, I got a good man. So you saying there are no good men?
No, there are no good men. I mean, you may have a godly man, but there's no such thing as a good man. He may be good in your eyes, but there's many definitions of a good man. I mean, go ahead.
But isn't that at the end of the day, isn't that what's important, that he's a good man for you? That's what I mean by it's a relative term, because each woman can define what a good man is, but she can only define a good man for herself, right?
That's correct.
I mean, if you were to put together your definition of a good man, since you're saying there's none out there, what would qualify as a good man for you?
Well, my thing is, and I always say, a man has to be breathed on by God inside and out. Because you put your trust in man, 9 times out of 10, he's going to fail you. So that's why I say there's no good man. I mean, that's why I say there's no good mix.
Let me ask you this, because you said it on Facebook also, so I'm going to ask you this question straight out and give you that opportunity to tell the audience and everything, our 1,200 listeners right now, that what does breathe on by God really mean? What does that mean?
What does breathe on by God mean?
Yeah, because, I don't understand the terminology.
You're very intelligent. You understand the terminology. Breathe on by God means
But go ahead.
Okay, breathe on by God means he's a godly man. Not only a good man, he's a godly man. He know the book, he know the word. And the way I have taught about a man breathed on by God, he take care of home. How can you not take care of home? You go to the church, you can be a deacon, but at home you're an husband. He's not breathed on by God, because no matter what you do at home, she'll follow you no matter where you go to church, work, or whatever. That's what I mean breathed on by God. Now you got a lot of niggas in the church. You got a lot of niggas in the church. They do this, they do that. They're whores.
Not deacons. Come on now. No, you got to be kidding. Not deacons.
No, deacons. I'm gonna tell you what they always say. A man, he's a man before he was a godly man, and that's true. I don't trust none of them because all I'm saying, they lie, they cheat, they steal, they do whatever they got to do until they can get in your pants, and then that's it. And then you find out their true color. So that's why I said there's no good men.
There got to be some good men out there.
Well, like I say, show me one.
Show you one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's what I'm saying. Good is going to be relative to what's good to you.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Because, like I said, say if you do run across this so-called breathe on by God man, and you get that man, or you find this man, he breathed on by God, how do you get him?
How do I get him?
Yeah, how do you get him?
Oh, no, I don't get him. He got to find me. See, if you go searching, you're going to get what you're searching for. But if you let him find you, I always believe in you. A woman is made from man's rib. And that man looking for his rib, his meat, he going to find that woman. But if you go looking for that man, you're going to get whatever you get out there in the street. But if he find you, you got a good man. The Bible always say, a man find his mate. When a man find his mate, that's the woman that God made from his rib. Now, if you go out there and you find that man, that's totally wrong. And that's why a lot of us women mess up there. We go out there and we find the man. Now, let him find you. He going to work for you. It's just like someone told me, are you riding fruit? You let a man pick you from the bottom of the tree. Make him work for what he wants.
Wow.
Hello?
Oh, I mean, I'm trying to take it all in. That's
okay.
Deep. I never heard it quite put like that. That's pretty deep. So, you telling me that all the women out here that's looking for a good man, they're doing it wrong?
They're doing it wrong. You got to let the man find you. If you read the Bible, man finds woman, and he found a good woman. But if you out there, you looking for a good man, you're going to get that thug, you're going to get that homie, you're going to get the ball on the street. But if you want a good man, you let him find you. Let him chase after you. You don't chase after him.
So where is he supposed to find you at, though? That's my question.
Where is he supposed to find you at?
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends on what circle he run around in. That's what it depends on. You got to put
You got me perplexed. Look, we got the lines wide open. Everybody that's on the line and everything, you have freedom to speak. I see I got my friend, my buddy, my author buddy, Mr. Ricky Sanderson on the line. How you doing, sir?
All right. How you guys doing? I like what she's saying. She's
you like what she's saying?
I like what she's saying. I like that. I like that so much.
She's perplexing me, man.
No, I like what she's saying.
Easy.
She must be a preacher's daughter. I like what she said.
No, I used to be a deaconess.
How can you used to be a deaconess? Aren't you always a deaconess when you become one?
No, I found my husband. He didn't find me.
You found your husband.
There you go. I found my husband. I told my husband he was going to marry me. I told him what date, the time, and the place, and he showed up. Therefore, we did it all backwards. Now, if he had found me, we would still be married today, but I found him. God didn't send me that man.
That's right.
You went and got
him.
Your man. So you circumvented God in your assessment.
I did it all.
She took a shortcut. God gave her a route, but she decided to change the route.
There you go, and that's what I did. I changed that route. I found him. I told him what he was going to do. And I was with him for 10 years. I was with him 5 years into that marriage. I decided to step out for the simple fact was he wasn't the man that I thought he was. But now if he had found me, we would have lasted.
Because you know why? Okay. You know why you say that? You know what? Because you know what? Proverbs 31 says, who can find a virtuous woman for her price is above rubies? Now, you know how much rubies are. Rob, mm-hmm. you know you into that jewelry and stuff. You know how much rubies are, man. A virtuous woman is above a ruby.
But here's the deal with that, though. See, I asked, this was one of my posts, Ricky, and we went over this one. And the post was basically asking this question. Okay, you're looking for a Mr. Right, okay? But are you Mrs. Right? In other words, before you can get to a point where, because a whole lot of women have gotten Mr. Right and messed up with Mr. Right. Can y'all agree with that?
Well, like the young lady said, they looking. That's the problem. The women are looking, and they're
not being
found.
Yeah, but you hear what I'm saying, though. But even if a man finds a woman, and you, and in order to find somebody, you got to search, right?
That's
right. In other words, if you're looking for the perfect needle of grass in a haystack, right? The perfect needle of grass in a haystack. What do you got to do? You got to sift through the whole bale of hay. To find that perfect needle of hay, right?
You got to get down and get dirty to find that perfect needle. You know what, Rob? You know what? You remember as kids, you used to look for four-leaf clovers in a clover patch.
Yeah.
And you stay out there all day on your hands and knees looking through all those clovers just for that one four-leaf clover. But you know what? It was tireless. It was time consuming, but you know what? When you found that 40 clover, what did you do? You ran in the house and you put it in the Bible and you prayed and you made your wish and you were happy.
See, that's
I didn't have that experience, but I can relate to what you're talking about. Because what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing is that you know, just use the analogy we started with. If you're looking for a perfect needle in a haystack, when I'm talking, and it's basically talking about a piece of hay that is perfect to do some things with, then you're gonna have to go through that whole. You may have to go through that whole bale of hay just to find that perfect needle. Now, if you apply that same analogy to a man searching for his bone, as Ms. Tucker said, his rib, then he's gonna go through a whole lot of women to find that woman.
Well, it's like this right here. If he pray about it and he leave it in God's hand, God will send him that real. God's going to show
wait
you. I don't
now,
care how
wait,
many.
Wait,
well,
see,
I don't
now
care
having
how
a,
many.
That sounds like a contradiction to me now. Now, either
no,
he's
no,
going to
no.
find it or God going to send it. Which one is it now?
Hold on. Listen to what I'm saying. If he pray to God and he asks God what he wants, doors will be open. I don't care how many women see the way he's with 10,000 women. If neither one of them are right, and he praying, he's seeking, he find, God gonna give him what he asks for. But like I say, man gotta find woman. Woman can't find man, cause we find anything. That's why
okay,
they lie,
got,
they steal, they
I
cheat.
I got a question. Since y'all using the Bible, I got a question for you. Okay, who found whom, Joseph or Mary?
Well, from my understanding, they was in the vineyard together, and Mary told Adam to eat that apple, and what happened? That's why we wanted to see.
Wait a minute. You're confusing them now. We're talking about two different.
You're about to end up a story now. You messing up a story now. You're going with the first man and first woman down to the mother of Jesus Christ. So which one you going to do now?
Well, you know what? He found her because he found her. Remember, he found her, and he took her out into the wilderness trying to find shelter for her. He found her.
Did
think
he?
About it. He found her.
Ricky, tell her the story.
He actually did. Well, Mary was visited by an angel first.
Mm-hmm.
And once the angel told her, she told her cousin Elizabeth. And then Elizabeth told her husband what was going to happen with her. Joseph came along and said, okay, you know, Mary's with child. You know, if you go back to theological studies, Joseph already had eyes on Mary anyway, you know, so he did find her. It's not documented in the Bible, but if you go through theological studies, she was betrothed to Joseph no matter what. She was going to be married to her. Because back then, you know, marriage was for, they were, you know, fixed.
But he found her.
Yeah.
Check this out. No, actually, it was arranged. So it's not necessarily he found her. It was an arranged situation, and then he didn't want to marry her because she was already pregnant.
Yeah, and God had to, the angel had to come down and tell him that, you know,
and convince
this,
him
child, that this child is of God because he first.
And even at that point, even at that point, he was like, you know, dude, you know that you, I hear what you're saying, but your chick already pregnant.
He was a good man. He took care of somebody else's child. He was a good man.
He took care of God's child.
There you
but
go.
You know,
that's what I'm saying.
But, you know, to add on to what she's saying, Rob, you know, maybe this may help out. This may help out a little bit. A man does have to go out and look for a woman. But, then, you know, we talked about it. You talked about this on the show before. I think what the problem is people have turned dating into something different than what it was supposed to be. You know, you can go out and date many women as you want, but you'll know when you find that right woman as you date her. Like, you know, you and I talked about your show before. It's like going out car shopping, you know. You can drive, you can test drive that car all day long, but you can't make no modifications to it until you give that man, that salesman, a down payment, and he put those keys, you sign on the dotted line. That sounds like marriage right there. You know, for dating, you can drive, you can test drive it, you can go up and down the block. I tell you what, you can't go too far because, you know what, you got to bring it right back to the dealer. So, but, you know, people confuse dating with, you know, oh, hey, I get to sleep with her and do all. But it's not. Dating doesn't have anything to do with it. I think they confuse sex with love and love with sex. Because, you know, no matter what sex is.
Now, that I don't disagree with at all. I think that we live in a world where that we are interested in self and pleasure and wanting more so than having somebody that's going to be there with us through the long haul when things are no longer perfect. And I do agree with you on that. But, I, you know, back to the original question, the original question was basically asking, and I was going to ask the question to Ms. Tucker, would you consider Joseph a good man then?
Yeah, I really do because he took care of God's child.
That's the only reason
like
he's a good man?
No, there are many definitions to that word good man.
That's what I was saying early on. It's a word that is relative to the person that's looking at the individual. Because, a woman could look at, a number of women could look at Mr. Sanderson and say, now that's a good man. There may be one or two out there that would not agree with that.
If Mr. Sanders didn't find her, he ain't a good man. He got to find her. I understand what you're saying. I'm still stuck on mine. My thing is, a man find a woman, he find a good woman. He find his helpmate. He find his backbone. If a woman go looking for the man, like I said, that's why we get what we get. That's why we get dogs.
Wow.
And why you men think we did put that wall up? You all them dogs. We went out there. We went against God's will, and we found you. And this is what we get. We get an alpha dog. Put it like that. We get an alpha dog.
So when you put that wall up down, when a good man comes along, he got to break down that wall of protection that you put there, right?
There
that you put
go.
Up on your own.
There you go. Because that alpha dog done dogged us out. He done slowed us through the mud
you,
and everything.
You can't confuse an alpha with a being a dog. Because that does not necessarily make him a dog because he's an alpha.
That's right.
Ooh, I ain't met an alpha yet. That wonder dog.
You misunderstood. You misunderstand what an alpha is. Alpha means first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got the alpha and you got the omega and you got that little beta. You know, most of you females are used to dealing with betas, and you confuse your betas for a alpha or an omega. You don't. You got to know the difference. You got to know whether or not you got somebody that can start things and finish things. Or whether or not you got somebody that's still in the beta stage. And I think that's a big issue when a woman tried to choose a boy and request that he do men things. And he's not equipped to do men things. You know what I mean? That makes sense.
It makes sense, and that's why I feel my opinion. Man, find woman. I'm going to stick with that. Man, find woman.
I mean, I don't argue with that part because there's a lot of successful relationship where a woman saw her husband. You know what I mean? So
hey,
I can't
Rob.
Just say.
Hey Rob, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Just April?
Yes, it is.
Miss Powers, the business lady, travel agent lady. What's going on tonight? How's business?
Everything is good. I've been listening in. You know, I have to listen and be quiet first.
Okay.
You all are making some wonderful points. But it goes to, like she said, according to the Bible, man has to find a wife. But you have to also, when you're seeking, you have to know what you're seeking. You can say, I want a wife, but what kind of wife do you want? Do you want this woman that's going to be faithful to you, that's going to be with you when you're down and out, or do you just want somebody that's there? You have to be the kind of person that you want to attract. Now, if you want to attract the dog, that's what you're going to be there.
So you're talking about that thing. You're talking about that thing that I was talking about earlier then, that a woman is responsible for through her virtues. You know, Rick had said a virtuous woman early on, and that's important. Through her,
right.
I've been saying all week long for the last couple of weeks and everything that the black woman, and I'm not picking on white women or brown women or yellow women. I'm very interested in the black community as a whole and everything, getting our act together before we can address any issue with any other people. I don't even want to talk about what other folks do. I'm more interested in what we're doing in our community, okay? So when I say the black woman, I say the black woman through virtue alone can change a many of the issues that's going on in our community as a whole through her virtue.
Well, you're absolutely right, is what we allow.
So when we throw out there that a man that finds a wife finds a good thing, those wives that they're referring to are those virtuous women that's described in the scriptures and everything. Now, if you can line yourself up with that woman, then you got an argument. I can see where God might direct a man in your path. But if you're not that virtuous woman, then you're basically on your own.
Absolutely right.
So where's the virtuous woman?
It goes back to what you said earlier. I think it was a couple of weeks ago when we were on the show when you said women have the power to change a man.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all in how she carries herself.
And her requirements, how she carries herself.
If you carry yourself like a hoe, guess what? That's what they're going to treat you like.
He's going to get in, get out.
Like that, that's what he's going to treat you like. Regardless of, your mindset can be, okay, I'm not a whore, but if you out here dressing like that, that's what they're going to treat you like, regardless of what you say. It's not about what you say. It's how you present yourself. The first impression is a lasting impression.
And you are so right.
It's like we allow men to call us bitches and whores and all this stuff, and it's okay. We call each other
and
it's okay. No, it's not okay.
And smile about
it's
it.
Not
and run
okay.
Around, and run around and say, oh, I'm his bitch. I'm his main hoe. What?
Yeah. What?
Did you just
destroy
yourself? Did you just degrade yourself? Really? You his hoe? His main hoe? His bitch? Really? Come on, ladies. You got it. Women. And I'm not talking about you ladies specifically. I'm just talking about black women as a group. Because you got to come together as a group and have a meeting with each other and say, look, this is what we're going to do in our community to, first of all, fix ourselves. We're not going to do this, this, and this, and this. We're going to improve our virtues because our improved virtues and everything will dictate to a man how he must deal with us. Okay?
It's just like Ms. Powell said.
He can't come to us. Huh?
It's just like Ms. Powell said, it's how you carry yourself. If you sit there and you take that, that's on you. But if you carry yourself as a whore and a bitch, that's on you. But if you have any business about yourself, you're not going to attract those kind of men. And then when you do attract those kind of men, you walk away. You do what you got to do because that's not you.
But it's also, and this is just me, it's also our responsibility as a woman to uplift our sisters. But we're so busy being jealous and tearing each other down until you got to break that cycle.
That's the That's why y'all got to come together and agree that this is how you guys are going to run your community. You got to come together as a group and say, this is how us women are going to handle our community. And when I say your community, I mean just the women in your neighborhood. The women in your neighborhood, y'all come together and say, look, we're going to do this and that with how we're going to carry ourselves. We're not going to dress this kind of way. We're not going to say these kind of things. We're not going to put ourselves out in this type of way. And we're going to require that men who approach us or try to deal with us and everything deal with us at this level. And guess what men will do? Men will rise to the occasion. We need our women to be of that supremacy so we can rise to a supreme level.
We need some Naomi's and Ruth out there. We don't need any Jezebels. We need to throw these Jezebels down like Jehu did. Them down and
we got so many Jezebels out there.
You're right.
I use that term.
But it's the response. It's, to me, it's our responsibility to uplift each other. But we so busy, like I said, being jealous of, well, she got this man, or she with my baby daddy, or she with my ex-husband, that we can't come together and uplift each other, because it's like, we fighting against each other. Why? You can see people of different nationalities, and they do not do what we do, and I don't understand it. Why are we jealous?
Yeah, well, you know, it's like what Rob said earlier. You know, women have the power to make that change, but instead they use their bodies, thinking that okay, my body's going to get me where I need to go. And what do? Instead of getting where they need to go, they end up as a baby mama. And then you got the baby mama drama. Instead of using their mind, they're using their bodies.
But there's
okay,
expiration,
you know,
date on that body.
But they're not taught.
I feel that. I understand everything that you all saying, and I agree with all you all saying. But my thing is, too, why come, and I'm not racial because I have a mixed family. Why come you black men that are good black men, quote unquote, why y'all go the other way? Because y'all can't handle a strong black woman?
I'm going to tell you why. Because they don't see that. They don't see those things.
I'm going to tear this up, what you just got through saying, because I have an issue with you using the term strong black woman.
Oh,
okay,
God.
First of all, What is a strong black woman?
Everybody. Somebody's been. It's no such thing as a strong black woman. It's a strong person in general. There are strong men. There are strong white women. There are strong Asian women. So I have a problem with that term as well, because it's used out of context.
Okay, I probably used out of. Okay, it might have been used out of contact, but my thing is, why come a black man can find his good sister, but then you decide to go the other way, the other race?
Not all black men.
Okay, for example, my son. My son grew up, I mean, like I said, we have a mixed family, but instead of him dating his own race, he decided to step outside the bounds and date another woman, and a white woman, because he say, I don't have to deal with all that drama. I don't have to deal with, you know, you saying you ain't going to do this, you ain't going to do that. I tell her to do something, she do it. But me, he said, Mama, you tell them what
you
tell
you
your man what to do.
Do you realize that her submitting to him is a virtue?
No, I didn't think that. I just thought it was just crazy, to be honest with you. I mean,
I'm asking you a question because if you're using the Bible as your basis, okay, then you got to read the virtuous woman. That's a virtue.
Yeah, I mean, I say you're right. Because, see, my thing is, I never learned how to submit. I don't submit to no man, my husband, nobody. I don't submit.
Wow. Then you
if
can.
I
then you know what? You know what? I want you to do. Reach under your bed, wherever you keep it, in your drawer, wherever you got it at, and I want you to tear it up, rip it up, rip your Bible.
Or go back to Ephesians. Go. You know what? Go to Ephesians 5. Go to Ephesians 5. Read Ephesians 5. The whole chapter of Ephesians 5 talks about submission. Now, you telling me that you are a deaconess and that you're a member of the church,
mm-hmm.
used to be, and that you study the Bible, go to Ephesians 5 and see what Ephesians 5
says. No, Rick, you need to tear the Bible up. It ain't no good for
you. No, listen to what I'm saying. I understand everything you all saying. I never submitted. I'm going to tell you why, because I have been hurt. I have been dogged. That's why. That's why I did not submit to my husband, because before I met my husband, like I said, before I met him, I had been dogged. I had been through the wrangle. That's why I didn't submit. So to me, hey, he's somebody I can control. Why am I going to submit to him? I can dog him because I've been dogged.
That means you're trying to be the head of the house, and your household is not going to work.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's why I didn't submit. Now that I know better,
again,
I do better.
And now
you answer your own question, too.
You answered your own question, because you said your son saw you not submitting. So
mm-hmm.
if your
exactly.
son saw you not submitting, he went to someone that he said, oh, boy, this is a better,
which
a better choice.
Which proves our point that black woman, through her virtue, can fix everything that's wrong in our community.
Right.
In that particular situation, through your virtue or lack of virtue, you taught your son not to deal with a non-virtuous woman.
That's why I said when you learn better, you do better.
We hope.
Now that I'm into the Bible, now that, you know, I give my life totally to God, I know better now. It's a work in progress. I know better
it
now.
It is a work in progress.
Then, yeah, but before then, I did not. That's why I told you there's no good men out there. What is it? Because I'm so used to being dogged, so used to being this and that. And like she said, it's the way you carry yourself.
Well, also,
believe
they're not taught anymore.
So,
go ahead,
you read the Bible, make sure you read Matthew 11 also, where it talks about, you know, surrendering all your weights and heavy loads. You're carrying a heavy load, young lady.
Yeah.
You're carrying a lot of anger.
You cannot carry that into another relationship. Even if that good man does come along, a guy full of sin, you and everything, you will destroy him.
You're angry about things that you went through, but the
mm-hmm.
thing about it is you have to release those things, because as long as you're angry, you're going to attract people that are angry as well. You're not going to be able to go forth and say, okay, I'm ready to be in a relationship, because you're bringing all this extra baggage to the front. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
You got to let this stuff go, because it's weighing you down. It's not going to happen overnight, but you got to let that
and
because
it's like,
you have to forgive yourself. I mean,
just like
there's
Ross
no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You got to forgive yourself.
And that's
mm-hmm.
true. And it just like you said, my husband was a good man, but I tore him down. I broke him all the way down till he was like a child again. And you know why? All because I had been hurt. So by us going through counseling, by us dealing with the pastor and learning the correct way, I know now, baby, you were wrong. I talked to him like he was a dog. I dogged him. Nothing he said right. I told him what to do. You bought your check home. You gave it to me. But like I said, through counseling, going through counseling with my pastor at my church, learning how to do everything the right way by the Bible, I broke him all the way down. He told my
pastor, Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Being that God did give you a good man once, do you think you deserve another one from him?
Until I get it right, no.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you went and talked to this man and kind of apologize for the things that you did? Because it sounds like you actually took his manhood.
I did, because he was afraid of me. Actually, we had the best
relationship. You know what? It sounds like you wearing this as a badge of honor.
I'm not bragging.
I'm just, I mean, you on air, you want to know the truth, like you said, so I'm bringing it to you. This is what happened. I mean, until you get it out in the open, you ain't going to never get no healing. Like she said, you got to leave it where it's at.
She's being transparent, really.
There you go.
Well, you know,
I'm not bragging. Now me and him have the best relationship. We adopted two little boys because I already had kids when I married him. He couldn't have kids. We adopted two little boys. And I realized, you know what? Y'all got to raise these babies. You got to raise them. You got to go to him. You got to tell this man you sorry for what you did. Apologize because you was wrong. I didn't see it at first. I didn't see it at first, but by me going to church, studying with my pastor, doing the counseling session, I see it now. And he knows that me and him had the best relationship. He probably won't forgive me because I took that manhood from him. He told me he hates me, but me and him have the best relationship as far as parents to our little boy. We have the best relationship. But that's something I had to deal with. I had to go through it.
You definitely need to go and apologize for what you've done.
And I have an 18-year-old daughter that, you know, I look at her, and I don't want her to go through the same thing I went through. I don't want her to be like her brother. You know, just because mama dog him, I can do the same thing. No. And matter of fact, she won't even date because she's like, mama, you know, all on dogs, according to you, all on dogs.
Well, that's not true. That's the problem. Women aren't taught anymore.
And you have to come in and correct what you got to correct what you already what you've done. You got to go to her and talk to her, and let her know, I made a mistake, honey. You know, daughter, I made a mistake. You know what I did was wrong. Don't go by my example.
And it could be very well the fact that Ms. Tucker, that you didn't learn from. Maybe your brother didn't have that relationship with you to talk to you about what men should be like. I don't know
because every woman in my family is lonely. They by themselves. Because you know what? This is something we learned from generation to generation. Somebody got to break that chain. And you know what? I broke that chain. I broke it. Because my pastor said, somebody got to stop this. Somebody got to break it. Every woman in my family to this day, with a husband who abused them, or they divorced. And that's it. My daddy died when I was 8 years old. My mom did my herself ever since. And she done raised four kids, put them through college. But she raised us by herself. I was a single parent, my two kids, so I found my husband. But like I said, I had to go to this man and apologize for what I did to him. And I pray and hope one day he do find his heart to forgive me.
He's probably forgiven, he just hasn't forgot. And he's gonna hold it. You kind of made it hard for the next woman. Just like the men that hurt you made it hard for the next man, you made it hard for the next woman. Even though he's a good man, now he has a wall. So now it's going to take for a woman to break that wall down because of the cycle.
No, it's going to take more than a woman. Like you said, you in church, he's going to have to give it to God also. It's going to take more than a woman to break that down. If he's in church, he will, you know, release all this to, you know, it takes God to bring these walls down. Like you said, you're in church, you're talking to your pastor, you're reading the word. He's going to have to do, and who knows, you two may come back together. You two may come back together and be the perfect couple. You know,
I say that's why he won't sign the divorce papers. I'm being honest, because he know I was wrong for a lot of stuff I did. He was too. But by us going through church, by us going through counseling, he didn't go to church for a whole year with me for the simple fact was he couldn't stand to see me. But now he go to church. He didn't deal with his boys for a whole year because he couldn't stand to see their mama. But now, like I say, we on that level where we can talk, we can be parents, we can do what we got to do. And I told him, I am sorry. I did not mean to destroy him. I am sorry. But until I seen it face to face, I never knew I did it the way I did it because I couldn't see it. I didn't care.
And only God, you know what, you know, you say you're a religious lady, only God can change the heart of a man. The Bible says the heart is wicked, deceitful above all things. Who knows it? I said the Lord knows the heart. Only God can change the heart. So you and him would definitely have to have a lot of counseling, a lot of prayer time together. Like I said, who knows? You two may come back together and be the perfect couple. You know, put all that behind you and move on and be that husband, be that wife, be that mother, be that father for your kids. You know, another person is not going to change. Another woman or another man is not going to come in and fix the problem. The problem that you two cause can only be fixed by God. So by another person coming in trying to fix something that you broke, it's going to make it worse. Only God can fix that problem.
Like you said, I know that only God. That's why I say we were born into sin and God died for our sin. And only God can help us to get it right.
Make sure you read Matthew 11. Let him read Matthew 11.
I read it tonight when I come out of church.
This
is real interesting, guys. And I think what you guys are putting forth and everything is very good information, good positive information. Ms. Tucker, I really appreciate you sharing, because it's important that we have these open dialogue, because I just got a few texts from some people that say that I'm listening to the show and it's really good. I really appreciate you guys being open and sharing with our audience, because believe it or not, a lot of people are listening in right now and applying the lessons that we have learned through the mistakes that we've made in our lives and everything to their own lives, and maybe they can make different decisions about the things they do. All right, we're going to move on to the next topic. The next topic is very much like the first topic. Okay, first topic was how do you get a good man? Now, the second one is how do you keep him? Because you can get somebody, but it's the real work come in keeping them. How do you keep a good man?
It takes a lot of work. You know, the problem with that is people aren't willing to do the work that it takes to keep a relationship. A lot of women say, I'm independent. Okay, there's nothing wrong with being independent. But if you have this man, you have to make him feel like a man. You have to let him be the man. You can't say, okay, he's the head of my house, but you taking everything and tearing it down. Of course, that's going to push him away. You have to do what you're supposed to, not really supposed to do, but you have to do the things that it takes, like to communicate. Communication is the number one thing. If you're not willing to communicate, you have nothing. Because once the communication is gone, everything is lost.
Okay, let me ask you this. You said communicate. Now, I'm going to relate this to myself. You say communicate. See, that's something we didn't have. He didn't talk. I talk a lot. He didn't talk. That's why in our household, I was the man and the woman, because he didn't talk. Whatever I said went, no matter what. And I'm just putting it out there. Put it out there.
Why didn't he talk?
He didn't say nothing. It's like he just shut down. He did not. If I said that sky was blue, he was like, okay, it blew today, it red tomorrow. He just didn't talk.
But if you're as controlling as you say you were, I wouldn't have talked either. Because it's like you said, what you say goes.
Yeah, because he allowed it. He allowed it. I don't know if his parents taught him how to be a man or he didn't grow up with his daddy. He just, I said it, you did it. Controlling. I said I could set my clock by him, but he couldn't set his by me because I did what I wanted to do.
Sometimes
so
confrontational. Sound like he wasn't confrontational.
So you said, no, I wasn't confrontational. I just did what I wanted to do. I came home when I wanted to
He realized that by coming to you and talking to you, it was going to be confrontational. Just listening to you, I can kind of tell that you're a strong-willed person.
Mm-hmm.
You're a very strong-willed person. So it's like whatever you say, it's going to go regardless. And if it doesn't go your way, it's going to turn into an argument, hell or high water, so you get your way.
And you're correct. I always got my way. If he didn't do what I wanted him to do, you know, I tell him, get your crap and get out, because you don't tell me what to do. And I did. And
so
gonna,
why
are
you going to communicate?
Okay, I got a problem right there. Stop for a second. How are you going to tell your husband to get out?
Where he got out? I think the clothes he got
out. See, you're the kind of woman that can't deal with an alpha male. We'd be going to beat your ass. I'm going to be honest with you.
Woo!
And he's telling the truth. I'm going to be honest with you. You done got your ass beat.
Well,
you
we're honest. Man.
You cannot handle apple. You need your weak man.
Because she is very strong with her. Oh, my God.
It's just like when I said, though, when you got your, I had it, well, and I'm not bragging, I set his bank account up to my account, but he never had access to mine. And the problem came in there, and I put this on Rob's show about money.
he found out. He never knew how much money I made. So when he found out how much money I made, he was like, "I didn't know you make more money than me." I said, "How you think these bills get paid? I know what you make. I know what you bring home." He said, "But I don't know what you make."
Is that fair?
No, it wasn't fair. But like I told you, it was my way or the highway. And I went to the bank.
It sounds like you still kind of got a "it's my way or the highway" type of attitude.
Well, I live with his mom, and I live in my house with my three kids. So in my house, it is my way or the highway until Daddy gets together. You know, we work through these little issues we got, and he come back home. So I would never come back.
I'm listening to you, and speaking to you, woman to woman. Just listening to you. You got a lot of changing to do before he come back. Because you still got this mentality like, it's my way or the highway, and I don't give a damn what nobody else thinks.
And you know, that come from that
person. You better not ever meet an alpha, because you talk about you're going to get beat.
I'm not worried about getting beat. That's why I said, until I get it together, he can't come back. Until we go through what we go through and I deal with what I deal with, what I'm dealing with. You know, like I said, I have always been that way ever since I was. I'm the only female my mama had, and I got three brothers. I always had my way. And I say for him to treat me like my brother, let me have my way and do my thing. And that's what he did. I said it, he did it. And I know it was wrong now, but at the time I did not. And like I married for love. No, I didn't.
You really did.
I want the insurance. I didn't want to pay my own insurance. That's what it was. I'm being honest with you.
You married for benefits.
Benefits. There you go. And then come to find out, when he found out what I made and he got jealous, he was like, "I'm less of a man." I said, "No, go get another job."
Wow.
So you didn't encourage him. You didn't lift him up. You didn't. You go get another
job.
You're
wrong. When he lost his job, for 2 years, I took care of him. He was just like my child. I took care of him. Whatever I said went. You stay home, you clean the house, you take care of these kids.
You know what? You would have came home, the locks would have been changed, your stuff been sitting
you
on the...
You came home and all your stuff would have been sitting outside.
She didn't have it in him. She didn't have it in him to do it. He didn't have it in it. And I'm going to tell you what really woke me up, to be honest with you, we got into it. He left, and he was dating this female. And I told him, I said, "You think that trash going to be around my kids?" And like you said, I told a woman down. I did. "You think that trash going to be around my kids?" He said, "You don't tell me what to do." I said, "I'm sure even I can tell you." He called me the B word. I said, "That's your mama. She had you, I didn't."
And that's another man. You got your teeth slapped out your mouth.
He hit me. I said, "Okay, I'm going to show you something." I called 501. The 501 got him, locked him up. My brother, police. 501 locked him up. He went to jail for 24 hours. It was up to my brother. He went and got out. He went to jail for 24 hours. My pastor said, "Come on now. You know you're wrong for that." I went down there and talked to the Ms. Blackwell, and I said, "You know what? I did it. I provoked him. I beat his truck up. I called him mama the B word. I hit him first, trying to save him so he wouldn't go to jail, because she was going to give me time because I had no kids in the car with him. But I showed him at that time. Now y'all gotta hold on. Don't bash me yet. At that time, I was just that angry with him. I was gonna destroy him till he didn't have nothing.
You already did. You didn't have to. You had already done.
When you pushed him to the point, a mild mannered man, to the point where he put his hands on you, believe me, you had already tore him down.
You had already tore him down.
And then I want to put child support on him for kids that he didn't even birth. I said, "You're going to take care of him. We adopt them. You're going to take care of them."
You know, you could beat a dog. A dog could be real nice to you, but you keep beating him, that dog will.
They're going to bite you back.
And my brother didn't want to kill him because he put a hand. My mom wanted to kill him because he put a hand on him. But, like you said, how you going to keep that good man? I destroyed it. And I'm not proud of that, because like I tell him to this day, I'm sorry until I had to face what I did.
I don't see it. He would be the worst kind of fool if he came back.
You'll actually be shocked, because today he took the Lord to get a haircut. He came to me, he said, I called him, I said, "The kids at the house, go get them and get a haircut." He told the boys to get a haircut, and he said, you got the money for it? I said, yeah, I'll give you the money for it. I didn't even fuss when I gave him the money for it, and he came back. He said, can I borrow some money? I said, you asking me? I said, okay, here you go. And that was God. Because any other time, I would have told him off, saluted him, told him out the window, cussed him out, but I didn't. Well, he asked me, so I gave it to him. And he said, thank you. And that was nothing but God. Because if he had asked me that a year ago, ain't no way in hell I would have gave it to him.
And okay, I got another question for you. Okay,
and that's your husband. And that was your husband a year ago?
Yeah, he was my husband a year ago.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this. You need to get Rob's book, Money, Sex, and Babies, and make sure you get my book, Relationships and Religion. You need to read both those books.
You really need to read both them books, yeah. Especially Relationship and Religion.
And religion.
Yeah, I love to read. Now, what's the question, Rob?
Next question on the list. Because, you know, I got about six questions for you. Next question is, what should men be willing to do for the right woman?
They shall meet a woman like me.
Amen.
I'm God true.
And I agree with you. Because you are raw and uncut.
That's the truth.
Honestly, if you... What was your question again now? Because, ooh, I'm just... Wow. Rob, what was the question again?
What should a man be willing to do for the right woman?
Anything.
How do you say that? When you keep saying right woman, you have to look at everybody is right for somebody, okay?
Amen.
Everybody's right for somebody. So it depends upon what's, like, for you, for instance, what's right for you. If she's the right woman, then you have to kind of know what it's going to take. Most women want somebody that's going to protect them. They're going to be, you know, they're strong. A woman doesn't want somebody she can control.
Some women don't.
A woman wants a God-fearing man, somebody that's strong in Christ that's going to lead her to Christ. If you're not strong in Christ, then somewhere there's going to be something lacking.
Did y'all miss the verse in the Bible that says that the husband is sanctified by the wife and the wife, or the wife is sanctified by the husband? Yeah, they both will have to be doing the same thing.
My point is exactly. What you asking, what does he have to do? If she's already doing these things, he's going to have to continue.
Not really. Have you read about Joseph worked 14 years for the woman that he loved? He said, what are you willing to do for the woman to get that?
Said that again?
The question was, what are you willing to do? Joseph worked 14 years to get the woman that he loved. Worked 7 years and got the wrong woman, then turned around and worked another 7 years to get the right woman. He worked 7 years and got a sister. His father-in-law tricked him and gave him the oldest daughter. He turned around and worked another 7 years to get the woman that he wanted. Are you willing to go that far to work 7 years for someone that you want? Are you willing to give up all 14 years of your life to be with someone?
You got to do what you got to do. I don't care if it takes 20 years. That's why I said you can't pick that right. Are you that right and after that's on that ground? You got to make this man work. If a man really want a woman, he got to work for that woman.
He said, what kind of work are you willing to do?
And this is going to compound what we're talking about. How important is love for a successful marriage? Do you need to be in love?
Yeah.
Do you need to be in love?
You're right. You got to be. It ain't going to never
really?
Work if you want. Yeah, you got to be. You got to love that first lover first. That's God. And then you can love anybody.
Well, the question would be, you know, there's different types of love. What type of love do you need to be in to be in a relationship. You know, there's different types of love out there. You know, what type of love do you
because
have?
Because you already admitted earlier that you didn't marry your husband for love. You married him for insurance.
And benefits.
I did, for the benefit. But, okay, back to your question. You know what? I can tell him all day long, I love you, but am I in love with him?
And that's what I'm asking you. Is being in love a requirement to have a successful relationship?
Yeah, I really do think it is. That's what the problem was. I was not in love with him. I love him. I love him all day long. But I was not in love with him. That's why it went down here. And then, too, by me thinking I'm that strong
headed
woman, you couldn't tell me nothing. But if I loved him like I love God, ain't nowhere in the world I would have did the things I did.
You know, people say love him like they love God, but, you know, here's what I have that, you know, and Ricky know where I'm going with this. I have an issue with people say they love somebody like they love God, or they should love them like they love God, because a whole lot of us say we love God, and we don't love God, because loving God is an action and everything. What are you doing for God?
And yes, she said you don't love him like you love God. I'm going to drop a bombshell on you. For the ladies. Scripture says, husbands, love your wife as God loves the church.
I thank you.
The scripture says, husbands, love your wife as God loves the church. God never told the woman to love the man. He told the man to love the woman. But he told the woman, submit yourself unto your husbands. So a woman doesn't have to love a man. But a man has to love a woman. If you read the scriptures, God never told the woman to love the man. He said, husband, love your wife as God has loved the church. So when you look at it, that's why I said there's different types of love out there. Are you going to love this man for the deeds that he does, you know, the actions and what he does for you? Or are you going to love him because, you know, hey, I like being in control and I'm gonna love, you know, tearing this man down? So think about that when you say, you know, love him as you love God, because a woman doesn't, it's nowhere written in the Bible that the woman has to love the man. It's not in the Bible anywhere that the woman has to love the man. But it is in there that the man has to love that woman.
He would have to be with her. You have to.
Especially Miss Tucker. You gotta show her a lot of love to be with her.
You were off of him. Okay.
Her husband obviously loved her.
He did.
I don't know if you put up with that. He had to love to put up with it.
You know, and stay in it. And he did. That was, you know what, Rob? I want to shake his hand.
I want to meet the dude too. I want to meet him dude too and offer him opportunity to write his book about what happened to him.
I want to shake his hand because she said she loved him. He didn't leave her. She left him. So that means that was love there. He still loved her even after she walked out.
Yeah, but you know the Bible. You know, not so much Bible, but there's so many songs out there that talks about when a man loves a woman. Yeah, he'll let her put him through straight hell if she said that's the way it should be.
He probably would have walked through hell for me if I told him to.
Any man that loves a woman would lay down his life for her without even a second thought.
You hit a good man.
I told him when I packed his clothes and said his birthday was October 26th. September 26th. I said, I told the first to get out of my house. He slept on the first for 7 months. He slept on the sofa for 7 months. Cause I wanted to sleep in the bed. October the first at 5 o'clock in the morning, he packed all his stuff without him packed. I went there when I got to get ready to go to work. His basket was gone. I'm like, oh, this nigga really met me. And he said, you told me to get out, so I left. You gave me a deadline and I left.
So you wouldn't even expect him to leave.
That's not what
Miss Tucker, this is different from an alpha male perspective. First of all, it's my house. sex talk. This is my bed. Everything in this house is mine, including you.
Now, if he had that kind of attitude, he probably would still be him.
Y'all would be fighting because you ain't going to accept that.
No, that's not true. That's not true because I have been dating this guy since I was 16, my first love. And during the midst of me and my husband breaking up, when I put my husband out.
Let me ask you this also. Who house did you move into when y'all got married?
Actually, what was written, and my mama bought the house that I own now. My mama bought it. He didn't buy it. My mama bought it. Because I was her only daughter. She bought it. So he left.
But it was it was y'all house.
It was our house. She just put in his name. But the guy that I was dating a minute ago, now, he had a wife. But he was that, when she called me, I told her, I said, you got a phone with your man, not with me, honey, because you dialed the wrong number. Now, when I let him come home to you on Sunday, you can have him. But for 6 days a week, he going to be with me.
What the heck? I mean, ooh.
So you like drama. You like bad boys.
I like who?
Drama.
Drama.
She
been calling me about your man. You need to control. You need to tend to your money.
Hey Ricky,
you didn't even have to take it there though.
No, she
don't want a man. She don't want a man. She want a male.
You have
to take it there. Even if you and this guy not condoning cheating, but even if you and this guy was messing around, and she called your phone. You didn't have to confirm what was going on one way or the other.
That's that respect of each other. Women not respecting each other.
That's
lack of virtue regardless of between one woman to the other woman.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether she knew or not, you didn't have to say anything.
You did not have to crush her like that. You didn't have to tear her down like that because you destroyed her.
She always said her boundary when she called me. But let me tell you what he did now. He told me. He came back. I got off from work the day prior to that.
He came back after you talked to his wife?
Yeah. He said.
He's a damn fool.
He said, let me tell you something. Listen, I dare my wife. You're not going to disrespect her. I said, first of all, she ain't going to disrespect me because she called my phone. He said, that's my wife now. You're going to disrespect her. We had a falling out, cussing out, whatever. I said, I tell you what, if you want to be with this right here, you need to make a choice, either me or her.
And if he didn't choose his wife, he was crazy.
For 6 more days. But guess what? I still got her. If
but
I
know
want
what? But you know what? You know what you prove, though? You yield yourself to, you think you were in control, but you wouldn't. You still yield yourself to a married man. They end up going back to his wife, meaning that you left yourself out there looking as
crazy.
A harlot and crazy because he still went back to his wife. You think, oh, I got him anyway. But no, you didn't. All you did was gave yourself over to another man, but still didn't, in the end, you lost. You lost out because he went home to his wife.
Because he went home, yes.
But
this is
still
what
paying bills.
He still paying bills where he laying his head at and left you by yourself. This is what women need to understand. When you're dealing with somebody else's husband, first of all, and I tell my brothers the same thing, when you're dealing with somebody else's husband, he's going to tell you, yeah, I'm going to leave my wife, we're going through a divorce, blah, 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 this, that, and the third. But one thing you need to realize, he is not leaving home. And if she a woman and she got everything made, she ain't gonna let her husband leave home. So what you did was you had him for a little while, but he still went back home to his wife where he was paying bills, and he probably still there now.
That's exactly how men do it. No, you did that to yourself.
You did that to
yourself. Because you allowed.
Now
you allowed it.
Because he still paid bills at this house right here.
I got a problem with you.
He still take care of this girl right here.
But I got a problem with you because you just said you're a strong black woman.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a strong black woman, you wouldn't even be having this woman husband doing nothing at your house.
I love that man. That's why he paid his bills. In order to keep me.
What now?
I love him. He got to pay these bills.
You love him.
Wow. You love him? You love him more than you love yourself.
You know what? I love that man so much, I go through hell for him.
And
you love a
husband.
Married man more than you love yourself, and you got a husband?
Because he's a man. That's why. He's a man that put, he's that alpha. He put
no,
that.
He's not. No, he's not. No, he's
not.
He's a predator. He's a predator, and you are prey.
He go with y'all next week because I got to get ready to go to church.
I hope
that man.
I hope you do go to church tonight. And you know what? Stay on your knees while you're at church and ask God to open your understanding. Because right now, you are a victim. You are a predator. And this, you
that
are
man just
preyed
on you, and he got you right where he wants you. Because guess what? He ain't going to leave his wife. He might be paying bills at your house. But this is what I want you to understand. At any given time, that this man says, okay, I'm done with you. Now, you banking your bills, I hope you ain't banking your bills on this man's income.
Hey, that's why I work.
Okay, if he take this income away from you, are you able to stay and maintain what you got?
I had it before I met him.
You had it before you met him, but are you able to maintain?
Oh, yeah. Well, what I make, I can maintain.
So why are you using him for his money?
This is what I tell him. You want me to take water, it takes light, and it don't come for free.
So why is he responsible for maintaining? Let me ask you this. I got a question. Why is this man responsible for maintaining your personal upkeep?
He want me, right? You got to do what you got to do.
I mean, why do you want
somebody else?
I always want it. She should divorce me, give it to me. To be honest with you, that's how I told
you. You confused. The first you say
you just said you was in church.
And you said
you know this is what you deal with when we're all going to get together as women and come together and stop asking each other. This is what you deal with. Even though I go to church, I'm still a human being. And I say that
I need you to call me. We need to talk. I'll say I need you to call me.
Do what?
I need you to call me because we need to talk.
God is still
working. I need to talk to you. So what now?
I said, God is still working on me. I ain't said it's going to be overnight now. God is still working on me. And I know what's wrong. I'm not going to sit here and justify. I know what's wrong.
You think you love your husband too?
Miss Powell,
I need sisters in the community to get together.
If you want Rob's Facebook page.
Yes, please do. Okay. Please do.
I'll have to inbox you. What's your first name? I'll have to inbox you.
April.
Okay, I inbox you, Miss April. We can get together and talk.
And hey, please read both those books.
Where I get them from? Any bookstore? Or go online?
In the bookstore. Matter of fact, get two copies. Read it twice. Read both books twice.
You are kind of fine. I'm going to get the book, but Miss April, I'm going to inbox you, but I got to get ready to go to church.
Miss Tucker, we're praying for you.
Talk about.
We're praying for you, Miss Tucker.
Well, you know, when you go to church tonight, I just want to give you a fair warning. Everything we talked about will come forward in the sermon tonight, okay?
Oh, yeah. It do every Sunday. He be right down my toes. I'm looking at him like, how you know?
Wow.
Every Sunday, he be right down my toes. I'm like, how you know? Because I ain't talked to you about that.
He don't have to. God revealed it to him.
What I'm saying, everything. So when I go to church tonight, I know he got a message for me. But, Miss April, I'm going to inbox you. So nice talking to you all that. Get ready to go to church.
All right, sweetheart. All right. Be blessed.
See you next Wednesday.
All right.
Next Wednesday we're gonna continue this therapy with you next Wednesday.
Woo, she's jumping.
Woo, Jesus.
Praise God.
Woo.
You know, guys, I have let me take a breeze. I'll be right.
Yeah,
where's
Chantel?
She has a her grandmother passed, so she's out of the loop for a minute.
Oh, okay.
I'll be right back.
Why would you cheat on me?
Look, I know you're mad, but do you really want to know why? I have 1,001 reasons.
Ladies, it's finally here. The book that tells you everything you need to know. 1,001 Reasons I Cheated on You. Written by acclaimed author Robert Ford. Amazon rates it a perfect 5 out of 5 stars. It's an insightful look into the reasons why men stray straight from the source. This informative book will help women recognize the signs of infidelity and help men to keep their game tight. 1,001 Reasons I Cheated on You. Now available at Amazon.com.
Junior, Beyonce. It's cool, I'm leaving. Y'all really gonna hate me now? Envy.
BlogTalkRadio.com. Log on or call in at 773-897-3989 to speak on the hottest topic.
It's going down, baby!
So log on, tune in, and turn up.
Let's go!
The Rob Legend Show is on your radio.
All right, guys, we're back, and I got to tell you, that was probably one of the most heated opportunities. Nah, I don't know about heated, but most energetic. Well, maybe not energetic, the most interesting. Maybe interesting is an understatement. What? How do y'all describe that last session?
Crazy.
Come on, April. You got to come better than crazy.
I have no worries for that. I'm speaking.
Let me explain something. Okay. And I just can't fathom the things that she said. First, she said she wasn't bragging about tearing her husband down. Oh, my goodness. Really?
That's what it sounds like, right?
I would not want to even have on my conscience.
I'm speechless.
You know.
I was feeling sorry for it first until she threw the other man in there. I'm like,
ooh, that just did the whole number. I'm like, okay, I'm lost. So basically, I'm waiting to talk to her. I gotta go with that. I'm just waiting to hear more on that. Maybe I can kind of talk
reach her
into her. Yeah, because you got a husband that's good, but you dealing with somebody else's husband. I can't understand that.
You got
her, and then you said you want her to give him to you.
And you know what? You know what she said though? She never said she loved her husband. She said she loved this other man.
Yeah, she loved him because he's a man. That shows what women really want. Like, to me, no woman wants a weak man. And she said she's breaking the cycle, but she really hasn't. I listened to everything that she said, and she's like, she's praying with her pastor, and she's talking to her pastor, but I want to know who her pastor is.
I do, too, because somebody's not getting through to her.
Something ain't working.
Ricky, it's nice like this. I wish Ty Jones would call in.
I wish she would.
I need to hear from her about this subject.
I wish she would, too. You
really need to call in. I'm going to inbox her to get her to come on. I know she's been listening in. I need to inbox her so she can come in on this show because she would give us some. I know she'll find some level of sensibility to what we just heard.
A level of sensibility? I don't think she can.
I don't think anybody can on that one, man.
That's too much for Kai Jones, too.
That's too much for anybody. I mean, if you think about, if you listen to it. Excuse me. She talked about her husband, and she talked about how she broke her husband down. Then she, all of that went on, and she talked about God and how she's going to church and she's changing. Okay, but not like you said. Not one time did she say she loves her husband. Not one time. And I don't even know how this other man came into the picture, but. Me as a woman reading into this, you tore your husband down because you wanted this other man. So in order, you just messed up what you had at home to be with this other man that's not going to leave his wife.
You know,
that's the only reason she tore him down.
That's one of the prime way a man knows that his woman is being cheating on him or thinking about cheating on him is when she comes home. And all of a sudden,
everything
over a period of time, he ain't good enough for certain things anymore. You know what I'm saying? He's in the way. He ain't nothing he's doing is right. He ain't looking right. He ain't dressing right. Something wrong with his hair. He ain't shaved enough. There's something she's picking at about him because she's not seeing what she want to see in him that she's seeing in this other man.
Right.
That's always a telltale sign.
Because, you know, she even said this other man told her,
thing.
I ain't leaving my wife. You know, he laid down the law to her and told her, you know, that's my wife. Don't call my house. Don't talk to her. So she likes that
drama.
That drama and to be dominated.
Yeah. But, being that that's her personality and everything, I just find it difficult to believe that even he would even deal with her 6 days a week, as she said.
Of course.
Six days a freaking week? Oh, my God.
Well, she may submit to this man. That's the one she loves, so she may be submitting to him.
Yeah, you got a point. He don't see that side of her.
Yeah.
Because, you know, put it like this. When she said when her husband hit her, she started liking that. She likes to be dominated. She said, you know, when she broke him, and he, you know, that's when she started feeling, you know, passion for him. When he started hitting her and going through all this stuff, she started to feel passion. So she likes the drama. She likes pain. She likes hurt. You know, she thrives off of that. And sad for them, sad for her. You know, I was feeling sorry for her for a second when she threw that second man in there. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, you, where did that come from?
And then she said she has an 18-year-old daughter. And I'm saying, okay, what are you teaching your daughter? You know,
you're teaching your daughter
that it's okay. Yeah. So it's
like.
Yeah, son said, I learned this from you. You taught me not to trust a black woman.
And it's, wow. I don't know how to take that one. It's kind of chaotic. Like, she's confused as to what she wants. Not really confused as to what she wants. She knows what she wants. She wants that man that's going to be in control, be the head, be dominant. But I don't know.
Here's the thing about it. Here's what's interesting about that want thing. You know what I mean? And I think that want thing gets people in trouble more so than anything else, because you don't go into, you know, people. Once upon a time, they got married and everything because it was a need.
Yeah,
they needed each other, you know. And now all you hear is I want. And what's that scripture, Ricky, about? You know, you've been tried, you've been weighed, and you've been found what? Wanting. That,
wanting.
I don't think people pay attention to that. That says a lot. And that's what we are. We want. And I was trying my best to talk to this young chick on Facebook yesterday to a point where I finally had to delete her because she got belligerent and ignorant to a point where it became personal, and she decided to start throwing all kind of personal myth at me and everything, trying to attack. And finally, I said, you know what, I can't reach you. I've been trying to reach you all day and let you know that you actually have more power than the stuff that you threw on right now. You have power to make a difference in your community, but yet you instead you gotta throw these little crazy little fists that you threw on. But the bottom line is this: there is so much more that the black woman can do and everything in our community to control the way things are going. And I was trying to say this earlier. If we can ever get to a point or just start a small, you know, once upon a time, you see women organizations all the time had their own little club. But you don't see women clubs anymore.
No.
When they got together.
Women
and
don't
they said,
get along now.
Yeah. But there needs to be women clubs to teach each other and teach young girls and everything. This is how you carry yourself, and this is what you should expect when you are out there and you're putting yourself in the arena to be somebody's wife. You know what I mean? If that's what you want in your life, is to be somebody's wife, you need it. And to get a husband that's going to respect you and go to the bat for you, then this is how you got to carry yourself. This is what you got to put forth. But you don't see those women clubs anymore. You don't hear about that stuff anymore.
No, you don't. Well, I hate to leave you all in a heated conversation like this. It's good. But I have a speaking engagement tonight, and my driver is here. So, but everybody have a happy New Year. Be safe out there. Whew, Rob, that was a good one.
I look forward to hearing from you next week.
That was a good one, man.
We're going to continue this thing next week. We're down to about 30 minutes left in the show, and because we are about to go into New Year's Eve and everything, instead of doing a full 2-hour show tonight, guys, I got two more questions left on this thing, but we're going to end the show early tonight to pick this up next Wednesday, and we're going to take off from right where we left off. We left off with what should a man be willing to do for the right woman, but there's two more questions after that that are follow-up to that very question right there. So, again, Miss April, Mr. My brother Ricky, and all the other guests out there to the Rob Legend Show, because we're in the middle or the eve of the new year, we're going to end the show early tonight. So we all can go celebrate, go to church, go to the place we need to go and everything, go kiss somebody, hug somebody, and make this a grand new year coming in. I love you guys. I appreciate everything you do and your attention to the show. And I look forward to seeing you guys next Wednesday on the Rob Legend Show.
Amen.
Happy New Year,
everybody.
Guys.
Happy New Year, everybody.
God bless everybody. Bye-bye.